exploring the rainforests of Costa Rica. Whatever your dreams, they take some planning. And State Farm agent Pete Euler is right here in Emporia to lend a hand. As your local good neighbor, he can help you look at the things you want to save for and come up with a plan to make those savings goals happen. Because your money should work just as hard as you to achieve your dreams. So whether it's being free of debt or free to roam the world, call State Farm agent Pete Euler in Emporia today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
KVOA News Time 828. Newsmaker 2 time today. Emporia Public Library Director Pauline Stachini joining us here to talk about some upcoming programs.
Pauline, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, we're doing all right. How are things at the library here to close out January and get into February?
Well, eventful. I'll tell you, we are in the midst of planning our summer of reading. I will call it that.
Wow. Looking out to summer, huh?
Already. We are ready. There are going to be changes. They're big. But that's not even what I'm here to talk about this morning.
No, you've got some shorter term stuff about the revolving around the holiday of love.
Yes. We got a suggestion a few months back. Someone said, why not have a love letter writing program to help people who might need to have a Valentine's Day gift ready to go? Well, we heard it. We're going to try it. We're starting with an emergency Valentine's Day program for adults on February 12th at 6:30. We're going to have different stations, so if you didn't order something online, it's still not too late. You can craft something to give your special someone.
Ah, so straight from the heart then, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah. But Valentine's Day is not everyone's cup of tea. So we are going to have an anti-Valentine night for our teenagers out there. So if parents want to go have a little alone time on Valentine's Day, they can drop off their 6th to 12th graders at the library on February 14th at 6:30, and we'll have all sorts of fun crafts for them.
Nice. So talk a little bit about some of the different crafts, the games maybe that you'll have here that'll be part of the anti-Valentine's Day for our pining youth.
Well, I don't want to give too much away, but I will tell you that there will be a pinata, and it will be heart-shaped, because it is an anti-Valentine night.
Okay.
Awesome.
Beat that heart. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
How did that idea come to the fold, Pauline? Let me ask you that.
You know, we are trying to get our teenagers more excited about coming to the library, so our laser tag is already a very successful kind of signature program, but we want to do more programs that are getting them where they're interested. And honestly, there's a lot of pushback on Valentine's these days, and we thought, what better way to reach out to teens than to kind of hit them where their hearts are or aren't, however you want to take that.
All right, so give us that Valentine's Day lineup again, Pauline.
Absolutely. Emergency Valentine's Day for adults is going to be Monday, February 12th at 6:30 p.m. And then the anti-Valentine night for our teens is going to be on Valentine's Day itself, February 14th at 6:30.
Well, what kind of offerings will you have on the 12th for the adults?
Well, it's still a bit of a secret. We don't want to give it all away. I'm trying to suggest that we come up with some kind of a mixtape or write a playlist for your sweetheart, but we'll see. Molly's going to get us something really good and special.
Boy, that sounds good. What else you got cooking for February? Basically, the scattered throughout the month or regular throughout the month?
Well, we did launch last month our Chills and Thrills book club. It's a new horror book club for those who like to read the darker things. We've got, let's see, I'm going to give a little shout-out to the Friends of the Library who are doing their February Flash book sale inaugurally on February 10th. And they're going to be selling 2 romance books for $1.
Nice.
That's a flash sale they're having, right?
Yep. It's going to be Saturday only from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Pauline, anything else you wanted to bring up here this morning? Because that's pretty much what we had in mind here for you today.
I think that's all I've got really to share, other than I hope to see everyone coming to the library, if not for the programs I mentioned today, for any of the other programs we offer. And if you ever see or don't see what you want to attend, I hope the community knows they can just ask.
So you mentioned something right off the top about some big, big, big changes coming this summer.
Oh, the summer reading program.
is that all you're going to give us?
I think I will. I think I'm just going to keep it a good secret for now.
Ah. Are you sure?
Well, okay, I can tell you that we are going to make it really for all ages.
Okay.
You know, we have always been really good at having kids programs and ways to get kids excited about reading. We're doing things a little bit differently, and that means having more things for adults or more reason for adults to participate in reading.
Okay.
Sounds good. Oh, I was going to ask you, too, how the Kansas authors side of things had gone, because I think that was our last focal point here several weeks back. How is that going?
You know, I'm always really happy when I go upstairs and I see someone just kind of browsing that collection. It's been growing over time, which is exactly what we wanted. I don't know what else to say other than some Kansas authors have reached out to us about being included in the collection, and we are always happy to review any additions to our collection that way.
So how did the Kansas Day event go with the Dwight D. Eisenhower reenactment?
Well, unfortunately, Ike was ill.
Oh, okay.
He let us know right before, so we weren't able to do it on Monday. But we were at the Lyon County History Center's birthday bash, Kansas birthday bash. And that was a lot of fun. And if you've never had cake for breakfast, I cannot suggest enough going to Kansas Birthday Bash next year and having cake for breakfast.
And I do see, too, that the library will be on the go this weekend out at Waters Hardware for the Emporia Farmers Market from 10 until noon.
Yeah, the Farmers Market is such a great place to run into some of our regular customers, if you will, but also to kind of get us out there in front of other people who need to nourish their bodies with what they're buying at the farmer's market, but also their minds with the library.
Well said. All right, Pauline, we'll have a great day. Best of luck here with all the different activities that you've got on the schedule and whatever else you got coming up here this summer.
All right. I will let you know when I'm ready to share about summer.
Appreciate that, Pauline. Have a good day.
Thanks, Pauline.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye-bye. Emporia Public Library Director Pauline Stachini joining us on a Newsmaker 2. Yeah, that flash book sale. Emporia Friends of the Library. In fact, we'll be previewing that, won't we, next week?
We will, as a matter of fact. Monday morning's Newsmaker segment, Dee Schwinn, who's been a longtime member of the Friends of the Library, she'll have a lot more details on what's going to be taking place on the 10th. So that'll be 7:20 Monday morning. For our 8:20 tomorrow morning here on KVUE, we'll have members of the St. Patrick's Committee. And you know what that means. We're talking about the fundraising lineup, which will be taking place for the St. Patrick's Committee and the different beneficiaries that it'll be serving here later this year. 8:20 tomorrow here on KVUE.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call Pete at 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. Good morning, it's 836.
At Bunge, their strength is in their partnerships between farmers and the global market.